The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. And I mean that in the state of Jeffersonian. We're here and we're filling in today for Mr. Raposa and Mr. Carpenter. They are on assignment. Yeah. And so we're going to be filling in this hour for the state of Jefferson or Jefferson State of Mind. And we'll be up to par here. And I think we're supposed to have a caller calling in here pretty soon. I'm pretty sure it's Mark Baird should be calling in. And before that happens, I want to kick off, with the recall Newsom, the case against America's most corrupt governor is a book coming out right now by Kevin Kiley. And, California's response to the COVID-19 has been the worst in America, with incomparable economic destruction, loss of life, violations of democratic norms. In this devastating critique, California legislator Kevin Kiley traces the tragic outcomes of self-interested lawless actions of Governor Gavin Newsom. Gruesome Newsom, Mussolini, the guy down there in the Capitol that has crowned himself king or god or maybe something else, I'm not sure. But the reason I'm bringing this up is that now we've got Mussolini there, Newsom, refusing to say that the recall is legal. Now, this is, this is where we're going to go. But before we go there, I want to introduce the people that are in the studio with me. We've got my sister Linda.
Good morning.
And we've got Dave Johnson, the cyber dude, Dave.
Good morning, everybody.
And
we have Travis.
Oh yeah, I'm here too.
Huh? Yeah. Good morning.
Morning.
Not my usual format. We'll pick up the pace when we get to Jefferson or Sovereign Minds. But
we got 3 hours.
We got 3 hours today, so we're going to slow down. We're going to ask questions. We're going to listen more.
Just
that never happens here.
I know. Not our usual forte, but we're going to try to slow it down a little bit here. Okay, Newsom refuses to say his recall is legal. Now, is this not the height of, what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, a couple of things come to mind that I probably can't say without getting beeped. Hubris, is probably the best thing I can come up with here. Here's a guy that's broken the law, committed, acts of treason, in my opinion.
He just wants to go back to the French laundry.
The laundry, making treaties with China, writing the law without running it through the legislature, declaring emergency, and circumventing our constitutional rights. And then when you say, hey, wait a minute. You're out of control, buddy. What's he say? Well, I can't acknowledge you because, you don't have the legal right to challenge me at all. And oh, by the way, you're trying to implement a coup on me.
that whole Constitution thing apparently represents a coup nowadays, is basically what it comes down to.
The Democrats and the Republicans. I'm going to say I'll tell you what. The one thing we've learned in the last couple of weeks is. Who's who a little bit, because you know something? The Republicans are right up there. Cheney, we could go down through the aisle and something on both sides of the freaking aisle. They're kind of the same guys, and I think that was revealed.
Yeah.
And so anytime you're challenging the power of the government to follow the guidelines of the governing document, now all of a sudden you're trying to implement a coup.
You mean the oath that they took to take office?
To protect and defend.
Yeah.
Yeah, follow the Constitution, you know, that type of thing.
Oh.
So yesterday, I'm not sure what the date is, this is last week sometime, Gavin Newsom was twice asked to acknowledge that the recall is not a coup, as his supporters and the head of his party claimed, and he refused to do so. I mean, you know, remember Hogan's Heroes? Hochstetter? Who is this man?
At this point, the interesting thing about it is that you have every one of these people within the government that are on the side of big government. And when you go through and you look at the way this is being laid out and played out, you have a blend of communism and fascism that's taking over. And it's basically like they thought about it real long and hard, and they're like, how can I become a dictator? Well, fascism failed on its own. Communism failed on its own. Let's make a communist fascist country.
I'll tell you how you get a dictator. You cross a potato with Gavin Newsom.
That's true.
And that's what you get. So at Dodger Stadium, a reporter asked Newsom, did you or anyone on your political team advise the California Democrat Party to refer to the recall as a coup? He replied, yeah, I'm focused on vaccine distributions. So the reporter asked again, do you disagree with the characterization of it as a coup? Newsom again refused to answer, even as freely as he answered questions on other topics. So this tells you what we're dealing with in no uncertain terms. These guys don't think they're above the law. They think they are the law.
Well, and they make it out of clean cloth. You go through, and it wasn't that long ago we were focusing on all of the laws that were made out of clean cloth here in California, and how even after judges go through and tell him that, hey, you can't do this anymore, it's a violation of the Constitution appears to be a dead document to a lot of these folks.
These guys don't even know what it says. They don't, and I don't think they even care.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't. They're proving that time and time again.
So,
well, and they act complicit with the media because they know the media will back them up. Facebook will back them up. They'll fact check anything they say and say, yeah, that's absolutely true. It could be the dumbest of things that Biden says, and they'll just fact check false, missing context. I mean, we're keen on it now. A lot of us have known it was happening. The left is actually who's surprisingly waking up, because a lot of them are like, whoa, man, I got banned for posting a CBS article. I got fact-checked on this. I got fact-checked on that. The thing about it is most people don't understand it. It's a good thing that in a lot of ways that this is happening, because we've had one side that had no idea of what was going on at all for the longest of times, and now they're seeing it firsthand when they were the ones for the last 4 years saying, you're not being censored, you're not being shadow banned, you're stupid.
Well, to back up what you're saying about the press, in a scathing editorial, the LA Times said the California coup press conference undermined the state's legitimate direct democracy system.
We are not a democracy.
I know, we're a constitutional republic. And it almost certainly would not have happened without Newsom's blessing. For a governor who's denied the people of California any voice in our government, his refusal to recognize the legitimacy of a challenge to his own power is yet another reason to support the recall. I mean, we the people, you know, in order to form a more perfect union, you know, delegated powers to the government. Now, you know, the founding fathers knew what was going on. They were wise guys. You know, government has been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time. The only way you can have a free society is putting strict limitations on government and bind them down with the chains of a constitution. But the we the people, as part of the ingredient, has to participate in that so that you keep the check and balance going. And the big check on these guys is making sure that the people are watching what they're doing, because the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Mm-hmm. And so we haven't been vigilant, and these guys have just run amok. Now, if you even say you're running amok, they go, nah, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess we got to go to a break.
Yep. If you want to call in and get on this conversation, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Little Hotel California, kind of creepy.
On the Jefferson State of Mind.
Oh boy! Yeah. Wow. So it's can big tech just control everybody and everything?
They're trying to.
I don't know if we've got a caller in here yet, but we'll wait.
It's not just big tech either, because the problem that people don't understand about all this, they're saying, it's the public market. They have the right to do whatever they want to do. Well, that's not exactly true and you see that the government is the ones who help them get funded, help them get started, still give them government contracts and help pay for all their bills. And then the next thing you know, the intelligence agencies are behind a lot of these things are basically just, I think, personally, my belief, just saying, hey, we need all this to disappear. Make it disappear.
Yeah, no, I agree. But we do
have
a caller.
We've got Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Wynn and I and Sally and a bunch of us from Reading, a bunch of us from a lot of places are down here at the event, Free and the Brave, at Glad Tidings Church. It's been an amazing event. hundreds and hundreds of people. Just outstanding. I can't believe this campus here. We even have our own security.
Nice.
It's amazing. And the speakers have been fantastic. Chris Ann spoke on Friday night. She was absolutely great. And also Leah Dundas is an absolutely amazing, amazing speaker. She's a human rights attorney and the founder of AdvocatesForCitizensRights.org. Just incredible. And, Mark, we've got to get her on the program. She had two standing ovations. I mean, people wouldn't stop clapping. Just an amazing person. But there's action here on what we do. This is all about action, and I'm so excited about the Free and the Brave thing here that's going on this morning. We're heading over. Chris Ann will be putting everything together as far as where we go from here. What is it we should be doing? What is it we're going to do with real action? None of this just talk and hyperbole and platitudes. It's been an absolutely marvelous weekend. Dave Bryant, the pastor who pastors Glad Tidings Church, which is on the embassy campus, an amazing man. He's had so many speakers on there, so many. Dinesh D'Souza, for one, is a frequent visitor. This is the real deal, folks, and I'm excited to say that there is hope. There's freedom is on the way, and we will come back with all kinds of great stuff. I'm going to turn you over here to my partner, Wynn. He's got a couple of things he may want to add.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to let everybody know what's been going on. It's been a wonderful program. They're talking about everything. Chris Ann talks about history, how important the history is of what and how our nation got started and where we are today and the difference and how we need to take it back and to use the Constitution to the letter for everything we do. That means current offices held no matter where you are. Doesn't matter whether you're city council, school board, board of supervisors, assembly, senate, governor, congress, it does not matter. The Constitution has to be used and abided by. That is the supreme law of the land, as is stated in state constitutions, especially California's constitution. So we need to make sure that we're on top of that, and it's going to take us, we the people, to get this done. So it's critical that we do it. Mm-hmm. We do it timely, and we do it organized, and we do it without any reservation. So I just want to let everybody know that, and thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Very good.
Well, I just want to add one thing to that, and that is that Chris Ann and JC, it was great seeing them. They are going to be coming up north. Coming in Shasta County. And that's going to be an amazing thing that's going to happen. Dr. Danuka was here, which was wonderful because we've been talking to him about maybe the venue. There's a lot of really great things that we're looking at here. But this is the real deal, folks. Pray, have hope, and know that God's in charge. We love you guys. Have a wonderful radio program. Signing off from Yuba City and on our way to hear Chris Ann is Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa.
All right. Bye. We appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. That's great.
Very good. Very good.
That's wonderful news to hear.
So we got another caller?
We do. We've got Rich. Yeah. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, everybody. I'm not sure how much time I have, if you have a guest coming on or what, but
well,
this is Eduardo.
You are, got the floor.
Yeah, you are it, Rich, for now. So go ahead and take the time you need.
Okay, yeah, maybe we'll go past the break. So Rich Gallardo, Shasta County Citizen Journalist. We're here with Lori Bridgeford and Corey Allen. Thank you so much. Shasta County Citizen Journalist here in Live Oak, California for the Free and the Brave Conference started Friday. Goes through noon today. Wow, what a lineup. Peggy Hall, Chris Ann Hall, Judy Milk Mikovits, Linka Coloma. She's a foreign national talking about how socialism is just about here. She lived through it. Crystal Hartman from the Constitutional Counties United organization up in Oregon. What an amazing, amazing lineup. And you know what? I don't see any media here, so, you know, that's okay. Too much real news happening here, so with the fake news, they don't need to be here. That's why Shasta County Citizen Journalist is here. We are on Facebook and Minds.com. So everything has just been a phenomenal full house. This is called the Church of Glad Tidings, and their website, churchofgladtidings.com. They are live streaming this event Friday, yesterday, and today, and they are also archiving the videos. Phenomenal. Wow. I'll tell you what. Highly recommend people go back and watch the archives. The information, the activism, it's just amazing here today. Today's lineup is 10 a.m. is J.C. Hall for 30 minutes, and then Chrystown Hall after that. And after that, Peggy Hall will be doing a paid for paid businesses to come in, and she will be doing basically how to save your business and fight all this tyranny. But absolutely just amazing, amazing turnout. The facilities here are absolutely amazing. And Pastor Dave, we did a live interview, a Facebook Live with him yesterday. And I would be posting that on Sassy County Citizen Journalist either this evening or tomorrow. He gave us about 10 minutes of his time. So he is the pastor that has helped organize all of this. And just absolutely amazing events going on today. And I do have other information, but right now, does anybody have any questions of me?
Well, I mean, I'm glad to hear that Chris Ann's coming up here so we can see her again in Reading. But right off the top of my head, the only question I can think of is have you got any more information on the citizen's arrest?
Oh, the citizen's arrest. Oh, how interesting is that? So that was dismissed due to lack of evidence. And remember, I told him where the evidence was located in my affidavit. They refused to access that evidence, stating that it was not their purview. Yes, a law enforcement officer told me it was not their purview to get evidence
to enforce the law
in a criminal complaint. Yeah. Has anybody heard of a subpoena? Has anybody heard of a warrant? Gee, I don't know, Mark. Yeah. So dismissed due to lack of evidence, even though I told them where the evidence was, and they refused to access the evidence. So yeah, that's where that lies, honestly. But more to follow. That was step one of three steps. Okay, that first arrest was step one. There are two other steps to follow.
Well, I didn't want to change the subject, but I was curious because I hadn't talked to you about it for a while. And how long is the meeting for? Is the down there in Live Oak today? Is it all day long or?
Friday was Friday evening. Yesterday was a 12-hour day, 8:30 to 8:30, and boy, was it jam-packed. Today it goes until the free portion goes to 1:30, and then the Peggy Hall Business Seminar, which is a paid event, that starts at 1:30. Probably last until 5 or so.
Well, there you have it. So.
Well, hopefully that'll help some of our callers out there. We've got people calling in that don't have internet and wanted to know where it was, what time,
yeah,
could they still go.
It's a little late.
Things like that.
Yeah.
So it's going to wrap up today, but it's in Live Oak. And so.
Yes, Live Oak.
The Glad Tidings
Church. Right
outside
Church.
Right.
Yeah. Yuba City.
Yeah, they do have a great facility there. I've been there for the last conference that we had down there on the Patriots movement, and man, they got a nice place down there. It's really nice.
No, yeah, and the theme of this weekend is, guess what? We will not comply. How appropriate.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So.
And then just FYI. Our media source, which is us, Sassy County Citizen Journalists, we were censored by Facebook. I posted a story on the local militia. Everybody knows about the local militia and the poster that the militia is having put up in businesses regarding the militia protecting such businesses from government tyranny. Well, Facebook did not like that story. First they removed it, and then literally while I was live online reading that warning, hey, warning, you're a community standards violator. And then they said, no, we're going to go a step further. We're going to ban you from posting for 30 days because you mentioned a dangerous group. Can you believe that? The militia, the citizens willing to protect their communities are now a dangerous group.
Well, they're protecting what these guys are protecting is their ability to control what you think. I mean, that's what this is really about.
Yeah. And, you know, we're still building our platform with Sass County Citizen Journalists, but it's called Citizen Journalists. Anybody would like to contribute opinion pieces, fact pieces. The email is SCCJ, that's short for Sass County Citizen Journalist, at protonmail.com. We'd love to hear from everybody. We will have more than just Pastor Dave's video appearing on that page today or tomorrow. We're going to have Janet Chandler's going to write up a story here. We have some separate interviews from some attendees. And we plan to interview either JC or Chris Ann Hall this morning and also post that. So it should be good stuff.
Okay. And that's sccj.com?
SCCJ, which is short for Sassy County Citizen Journalist, at protonmail.com.
Oh, that's your email. I see.
That's the email for the Citizen Journalist page. And we will take contributions, comments, even some criticism, hey, I'm open to that at that email address.
Yeah, and if you go to the Facebook page, it will pop up with the email for people, too.
Okay, well, that's what I'm doing.
That's what I just did. Yeah. That's how I know.
We're also posting the same information on Minds.com. It's the same name, Shasta County Citizen Journalist, Minds.com, because of the censorship on Facebook. So in case that Facebook goes away, we will immediately just switch right over. But
yeah,
all
Rich,
information
also
is being duplicated on both pages.
Also on that, if you could, get a Gab as well as a Wimkin. Because I expect a lot of these things are going to be coming down the line. And Gab has been creating their own servers. And Jason with Wimkin, he already has two other backup servers to keep fighting. This is going to be a fight for free speech. And it's going to be a fight for free media. It's going to be a fight for your intelligence.
Well, and we're going to have Woody on from the militia in the last hour today, too. So we can also expand on that. So I think we got to go to a break. But we appreciate the call, Rich.
Yeah, thanks for calling in and giving us all that information and update.
All right, everybody.
Have a great day. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about this?
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Knows where, who knows
Jefferson State of Mind. I wanted to say Sovereign Minds, but I've been doing, Sovereign Minds for 10 years. You know, it's hard to get in your blood. But, yeah, Jefferson State of Mind, you're listening to Mark Kent, Linda Kent, and David Johnson. We're filling in for Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter on the first hour.
Jefferson State of Mind.
There you go. So I want to talk about this big tech censorship, but Dave says he's got something here to add to the conversation real quick.
So first, I just want to give context a little bit about how large this censorship is, because I've been listening across the board to all of these conservative medias, and the thing about it is nobody has really gone through and done a breakdown of everything that's been banned and the scope of it. So Reddit has banned a subreddit group, Donald Trump, spokesperson confirmed. And then you have Twitch disabled Trump's channel, citing the move as a necessary step to protect its community. Shopify took down two online stores affiliated with Trump. Twitter obviously has banned the president's account. Google has pulled Parler, a social media app for conservative far-right communities. YouTube is accelerating its enforcement on election misinformation and voter fraud claims against Trump and other channels. Facebook has banned Donald Trump from posting on his Facebook accounts for at least the next 2 weeks until the transition power of the president-elect Joe Biden is complete. Instagram has banned Donald Trump from posting on his Facebook account for at least the next 2 weeks. Snapchat has disabled Trump's Snapchat account Wednesday.
This isn't a coordinated effort, right?
TikTok is removing content violations and redirecting hashtags like Storm the Capitol and Patriot Party to its community guidelines. Apple has suspended Parler from its App Store Friday. Discord says its banned server, the Donald Per journalist Casey Newton. Pinterest is limiting hashtags related to pro-Trump topics such as Stop the Steal since around the November election. Amazon AWS, which is their cloud unit, has ceased providing Parler with cloud services. Stripe will no longer process payments for President Trump's campaign, which continued to fundraise. Twilio has said Sunday that it suspended Parler indefinitely. They took down Wimkin servers. They messed with Gab and are continuing to do so. Now they're launching investigations with DOJ and FBI into the places that are still standing for free speech. If you think you have a First Amendment in this country, you are dead wrong.
Well, you know, this is what communists do before they take over. And I guess that's okay if you're a communist and you think it's all good, but they don't get it, because if you give all this power, you know, they think that the answer is giving all the government to redistribute the wealth. It's kind of, you know, if you were going to go to your neighbor and at a gunpoint steal all this stuff, you'd call that robbery, but you'll let the government take over your role so that you can feel like you're innocent of all doing, and they can do the exact same thing. That's not what this is about. You know, the government was not supposed to be doing anything more than the local citizen could do. You were actually enumerating the power. If you can't, in other words, if you can't go steal from your neighbor, the government's not supposed to either. And you delegating that power to do so, it gives them the power to do it to you too. That's what they just don't get. At the end of the day, who's ever in power tells everybody what to do and takes everybody's stuff, and they don't understand. Or they're just dumb. I don't know.
Or they think we're going to go away.
Well,
you know, they think if they can cut off our communications that we're not going to stand up, we're not going to fight back, we're not going to engage. Is that, I'm just asking a question.
Well,
you know, because people are very tired of what's going on. I don't think that that's going to curb our constitutional rights.
Well, let's
with patriots.
Let's go to JP here. We got JP Sears. I got him keyed up, and I'm thinking Travis is ready to go. We're going to play this in a couple of segments, but this is Big Tech Cleans House, everything they want you to think. And JP is a comedian, so I guess he gets a pass because this is all done tongue-in-cheek, right? But let's see what JP has to say here. Make sure I got my volume up. And,
I like Elon Musk thing, make comedy legal again.
Here we go.
Hi, brainless person. Welcome to the apocalypse. Here's what we want on Mind Today. Twitter and Facebook permanently banned Trump. Apple, Google, and Amazon conspire to kill Parler. And New York wants to set up concentration camps.
I should preface this with he's playing a newsman. So he's all dressed up with his coat and tie and suit and everything, but it's all ripped to shreds. So anyway, let's keep going. Here we go.
We'll have all this for you and more in today's edition of Here's What We Want You to Think So We Can Control You and Please Don't Realize You're a Sovereign Being Who Can Think for Themselves. In the wake of what's happened at the Capitol in small business news, Twitter and Facebook have permanently banned President Trump from their platforms. Many people rejoiced at Trump's banning, while many others grieved the loss of Twitter's greatest comedian. In a statement, Twitter said the ban is because President Trump was using Twitter to incite violence. Twitter said the following two tweets were the violence-provoking ones that triggered the ban. Tweet number one. The 75 million great American patriots who voted for me, America First and Make America Great Again, will have a giant voice long into the future. They will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any way, shape, or form. Tweet number two. To all those who have asked, I will not be going to the inauguration on January 20th. About how these two tweets were inciting violence, Twitter said, these two tweets must be read in the broader context of what's happening in the country. So in other words, when taken out of context, these tweets are said to have provoked violence, but not when they're left within the context of Twitter, which is where Trump published them. This just in. Communication scholars all agree that taking words out of context is the most accurate way to interpret them. About the ban, Jack Dorsey couldn't be reached for comment as he was busy picking food out of his ungross-looking billionaire goatee. However, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg was reached, and when asked his thoughts about his platform using to restrict free speech, he simply responded with a smile. We're all proud of what you've accomplished. You mother Zucker. In other paid freedom news, Parler, a censorship-free alternative to censorship-heavy Twitter, is under assault. Big Tech demanded that Parler instill the same draconian speech restrictions that users on other platforms suffer under, but Parler refused, saying it believes in free speech. Big Tech, which does not, banded together to swiftly censor Parler, an entire social media platform. They got wind that the dangerous activity of free speech was happening on Parler and wanted to step in to protect the public from it. It's just in! With Big Tech banding together to censor the president, who's already censored on all mainstream media, and now silencing popular free speech platform Parler, it looks as if they have something to hide. But rest assured, Big Tech wouldn't be trying to hide something if they had something to hide. That'd be crazy. Like, they're trying to protect you. Am I supposed to say this protection? I am? Playing that card again? Man, we've been playing that thing all over the place. You think they're still buying it? All right. It's confirmed Big Tech is, in fact, taking these safety measures for your protection.
I wanted to stop that there because did anybody see the Project Veritas video with Jack Dorsey? Dorsey. And, saying that this was going to continue. This wasn't about just the inauguration, these tweets and this silencing of the media and the social platforms. It was going to go on for a long time, and it was going to go after a lot more accounts and a lot more people. And so this sounds like this is a long-term censoring project.
Yeah, absolutely. And the funniest thing to me that kind of brought me to the realization of everything is when you have these folks that said there's no widespread voter fraud, I completely agree. I looked across the board and I could see how they could come up and say that. Honestly, I could.
If you were listening to mainstream media that told you nothing.
No, even so, because all you have to do is look at the amount of counties that Joe Biden won. In this election, it was not widespread. It was 16.7%. It wasn't widespread.
Yeah, it was like five counties won the election. And, so it's just incredible. And then, you know, they're trying to pin this whole thing on Trump and silencing him. And, let's play this little Dinesh D'Souza clip right after we come back. Then we'll jump back into JP because we're going to disprove the fact that this whole thing is a lie. to begin with on the Capitol. It wasn't initiated by Trump.
Right?
It wasn't even. And now we're finding that Antifa is mixed all in through with this stuff. You know,
no.
Yeah, I know. Who knew? We got one guy admitting it from Antifa that he was the one that stormed Capitol. He's on video. They videoed himself, and he didn't realize his girlfriend that they were had the video camera still running, and he played it anyway because it was, you know, an idiot, I guess. But
that was your first clue. Yeah.
So let's go to the break, and we'll come back.
We'll come back. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Boy, that song has a whole different meaning these days, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, I got to shake my head about being warm and happy in L.A. I'm just saying.
Skid Row is actually more what California looks like as a whole now.
Yeah, hey, it's a homeless encampment. Hey, what could go wrong? So let's get Dinesh. Let's get Dinesh up here on the table here. Well, I'm not sure that was the right.
That didn't sound quite right. I'm sorry, laugh, but that just didn't sound quite right.
Let me see what's happening here. Hold on a second. I'm having some.
Well, while you're working on that, I did get some information that to let people know Parler is not giving up.
No,
from the information that I just got, they're not giving up. Just hang in there, everybody, and they should be coming back.
Okay, I'm ready to go, so if you got another comment, go ahead. But
interestingly, too, in regards to Parler, I was listening to Dan Bongino recently on his show, and he was actually showing how it was leaked to the media that Parler was to be removed prior to the email sent out to them.
Wow.
And they had already ended up putting together the story prior to them ever actually receiving the email that they were to
begin. Oh, this is a totally coordinated deal. I mean, and let's listen to Dinesh here, and it even further drives that point home that this is not an accident, and the media is complicit, and, you know, of course, they're throwing, you know, bones to the fodder out there, the liberals and the commies and all the people who think that more government's good because who's going to take care of us, you know? It's insanity. But here we go with Dinesh. Are we ready to go? All right, let's cue it up.
Trump was speaking, and the incursion on the Capitol, inexcusable, by the way, but nevertheless, began before Trump finished his speech. This is critical. This is critical because it means that Trump didn't incite them to do it. Let's turn to the second impeachment. This one. It's even dumber. Because it's all based on this idea that Trump incited this insurgency, this attempted coup, this sort of forced occupation of the Capitol. And my question is, where's the videotape? If Trump incited them, it would have to have been at his speech at the rally. And why isn't CNN playing the clips?
Now it is up to Congress to confront this egregious assault on our democracy. And after this, we're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down. We're going to walk down anyone you want, but I think right here we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them. Because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong. We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections, but whether or not they stand strong for our country.
Why? Because Trump didn't say anything that comes close to meeting the definition of incitement. In fact, he said the exact opposite. He talked about people, quote, peacefully and patriotically marching on the Capitol. There's a deeper question here, and that is the question of timing. Trump was speaking, and the incursion on the Capitol, inexcusable, by the way, but nevertheless, began before Trump finished his speech. This is critical. This is critical because it means that Trump didn't incite them to do it. They planned to do it, or they were going to do it anyway. It was something that they pushed ahead with, and they were about it even before Trump had completed his remarks. Now, the scholar Jonathan Turley talks about what incitement means in a legal sense. It's kind of a legal term, so let's look at what it means. This is the Brandenburg versus Ohio case of 1969, which defines it very clearly. It is speech, quote, directed to inciting or producing imminent lawless action and is likely to incite or produce such action. So it isn't just that you say something, whatever, my name is Dinesh, and someone goes and storms the Capitol. So the speech has to be inciting the action. And second, it has to be likely to produce that result. Now, where is the proof that Trump did any of that? There is none.
Now, I think this is a really important question here because this is what due process is about. And due process is the ability to present evidence to defend yourself, you know, and you are not guilty until proven innocent. It's the exact opposite. You're innocent until proven guilty,
right?
Because
yeah,
they have to show some evidence that you actually incurred a crime. Now, if we go over this, what this is because they rammed this through the House, number one, they broke the law doing it because they didn't do a due process hearing. And the Congress now, if this standard holds up, The Congress now has control of the executive branch with will, I mean, completely. Because whoever is now in control of the Congress now controls the executive branch, because if they can get rid of the guy for anything, anytime they want, with no evidence, no hearing, then what you've done is you talk about a coup. This is a coup on the executive branch from the Congress. Now, who controls the Congress? Well, you know, Pelosi controls the Congress right now, but what if she's thrown out and AOC controls the Congress and the Odd Squad next week? Or even further down the road, what if the voting machines are rigged? Okay, then whoever controls the voting machines controls the Congress and the executive branch. If you do a rational line of thinking here, which what this has done is eliminated all checks and balances in our government so that you don't consolidate the power in any one place, because it's okay if you're a liberal right now, you're thinking, oh, this is great. You know, they're going after all of the conservatives and they're going after all the constitutionalists that believe in this outdated document and written by a bunch of slave owners. Except what you've done, you idiots, is if this stands, is you've created a dictatorship, an oligarchy, that can take all your crap too, can put you in concentration camps. You can't speak out. Right now, you know, speaking out is popular if you're speaking for social justice. What about next year when it's not? You got to look down the road here a little bit. And if you think that these guys, oh, we're all in the same team, I'm with you guys. That's what Robespierre said during the French Revolution while they were taking him to the guillotine. Because this starts imploding on itself at some point. They start, you know, the old saying, tigers, why do tigers eat the young? Because after a while, the only thing a tiger cares about is how hungry it is.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're talking about.
Well, and when we go through and we have a look at the censorship that's taking place, there are people waking up all across the world right now looking at us and wondering what the heck is going on. When you have the Mexican president, when you have France that's opening up and saying, hey, this is not right what's going on. Why are you guys banning your sitting president of the United States? When they do that, they literally say, we don't care what the duly elected president has to say, and they take away the representation of over 75 million people within this country. When you look at his polls, his polling has actually gone up after the Capitol riots and all the rest of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Because what they're doing is they are taking away your freedom. You know, they are supplanting our current form of government into an oligarchy or a kingship, if you will, at different levels. You know, if you go back, the reason we got rid of kings, because there was the kings, the nobles, and the serfs, is because if you had a good king, that was great. If he was all, you know, he was for the people, and he was King Richard the Lionheart, and he liked Robin Hood and all that good stuff. But what happened when King John came into power? Because when you consolidate all that power into one place and the good king dies, what happens when a despot? Oh, I don't know. Let's say Gavin Newsom's in line for the throne. What happens? See, now you've got somebody who's going to do whatever they feel like without regards to the law. There is no law. And, you know, when they signed the Magna Carta, you know, and they said to King John, you want to sign the Magna Carta here? And he said, well, I'm not sure why I want to sign that document, because it kind of gives you guys rights and stuff. And they said, well, here's the deal. If you don't sign the document, we're going to cut your head off.
Yeah.
That's why it's important to understand this, because you, at some point in time, if you don't rise up against a despot, against tyranny, against people who want to control everything, then you will be controlled in every aspect of your life in every way. So,
that's what I was saying earlier about, you know, they think that we're just going to go away. It's time, you know, that with this technology, they're trying to cut it off. Mm-hmm. I think they're running a little scared.
Well,
and they're, you know.
Well, I think they're running more than a little scared, considering the fact that we have a standing army currently in D.C.
Yeah,
that's larger than
any
of our other conflict zones combined in the rest of the world.
Yeah, if it was all good, what?
Well, what's the problem?
And well, it's all conservatives' fault, because they're a bunch of rabble-rousers, and, you know, they don't want to go quietly into the night, and, you know, then of course they're all crazy.
All right, well, we're going to come to an end on this show, and we will pick up Silver Mines on the other side of the break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 90.3. 96.5 FM.
See y'all in a couple minutes.
Hey, CJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.